Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Today's episode of Winning at Life is previously recorded.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. Last day of it for this week. Friday it is. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio. You can participate. We're going to give you the number a bunch of times, and here goes the first time. 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, do you drink your coffee black?
No.
Gregory, do you drink your coffee black?
No.
Okay. Well,
why?
I don't drink my coffee black.
You drink your tea unsweetened?
There's a certain way that psychopaths prefer their coffee, and I'm going to tell you if we fit into that category.
I hope not.
Do you do cream and sugar, just cream, just sugar, just black? Just answer the question in your head. We'll get to that in just a second. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. 504-260-0995. We're also going to talk about how... really, if these health care reforms will affect your wallet. That's not what's first on my mind, though. Gregory, two things are first on my mind. Number one, we got to talk about the next live event that we have coming up July 13th, because now we're starting to get into the hot zone here. We're about 3 weeks away, and it's time to start signing people up.
It will fill up. You better get in on it. It's going to be an unbelievable event where we've had awesome ones in the past. It's just there's going to be some extra here as well. I'm not going to tell you everything, but you're going to wish you had been at this event.
Hang on a second. Do you remember the very last thing we covered on the show last night about right-handed and left-handed people?
Yeah, and left-handed people are smarter, and you wondered why I knew that, and that's because I'm left-handed.
Yeah,
I
remember. Yeah, it works out nice, doesn't it? Yeah. We didn't ask Angie, producer Angie, are you right-handed or left-handed? Where do you fall on this matrix?
I am right-handed.
So you're over here mouth-breathing with the rest of us, huh?
It's like everyone else.
Okay. I think y'all are all faking it. You know how I know you're faking it? Because when I was in second grade, Ben Gardner broke his arm. And he was right-handed. He broke his right arm. So he had to write left-handed. Well, it turns out when they took his cast off, it wasn't set right. So they had to re-break it and reset it. So he had to put the cast on again for another 3 months. After 6 months of writing left-handed in second grade, he was left-handed. So you're not born that way. It's a choice. So you're all faking it.
No, he became ambidextrous.
I was just going to say that.
He's still right-handed, but he learned that he could write. When I played baseball as a youth, I could only throw left-handed and be accurate because I did, you know, good bit of pitching and stuff. Accurate with the left hand. If I threw with the right hand, you know, yeah, we're going to walk every batter. But I could get, when at bat, I could change up. I could bat either side of the plate. Kickball, most of the time with my left foot as well.
No kidding. Yeah. I have some hints of being ambidextrous. I can, in soccer, kick just as well with my right or left foot. Almost. I'm still right dominant, and if it's a penalty kick, I'm going to use my right foot. But if it's a corner kick or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'll just set up and kick it. I'm definitely right-hand dominant. I could switch hit from the plate, though.
Okay.
I can't.
That's not a giant difficulty.
And I have more dexterity in my left hand when it comes to playing the piano and playing the guitar. And there's other weird things, like, you know, you can do the Vulcan sign. Can you take your two outside fingers and the Vulcan sign and pull them down like this? I can do that with my left hand and not with my right.
I can't do it with either.
And it blows your mind to try and do it, right?
I can't do it with either.
Look, I can only do that with my left hand. So that's a weird thing. All right.
I can do that in both hands.
I hate that you asked me to do that because I can't do it with either hand.
You'll think about it later, too.
No,
all right.
I'm over it.
Now, what we meant to do yesterday, but we got delayed by callers, which is great. They were great calls, good questions. It was worth bumping. But I'm not going to let this pass another day. This is sort of the checklist you need to go through. If you are unfortunately met with the experience of being a widow, and you know, most of this would apply to widowers as well, but far more often the case, it's a widow in this situation. 61% of widows whose husbands were responsible for financial planning after their husband passed, they had difficulty filing their income tax when asked on a survey. This was not an easy process. It was not a smooth transition. He did not prepare her. When something happens to me, this is what you do for the taxes. This is how you take care of this. Is untrained. That's 61%.
It's not that she's untrained. She could understand doing it. She might been the one to do the tax return. It's the emotional connection, because anytime she sees his name, sees his W-2, his RMD, losing best friend in life, and you're having to make decisions associated with that loss, makes it painful.
26% could not list their husband's bank account and investments. They didn't even know where all they had money. That's 26%.
Well, that's a different matter, not knowing, and we are uncomfortable with that. We want them to know. When couples come in, they're both handed an inventory because we believe we're aware of all assets, so we make sure they know. They may not know at home, but working with us, they both know what all they have. And a lot of times we're surprised, like, God, we didn't realize we had that. Sometimes it's the comment.
And but before we get to some solutions here, just one more point of concern. Same number again, 26%. This is the number of widows who were forced to move to less expensive housing as a result of their spouse's deaths. And they had a forcible reduction in lifestyle.
I have seen that happen, but it's not the norm that housing changes.
No,
as
but
far as, 26%. But once again, we're it's a small. I'm at a loss for word there, as far as portion of the asset clients that we've lost to death. It's not a huge survey, or I don't know that word. I'm at a loss for it at the moment, but it's not a lot of clients yet. You know, as time goes by.
You're saying it's a minority of clients?
Yeah, it's a minority of clients as far as deaths go, but it does happen every year. Nicholas mentioned that he lost a client today, and, you know, it's always a sad thing when that happens because of the connection and relationship and looking out for them. And it's, you know, some 162 going through a test at a medical facility and something goes wrong, a reaction. It's like, that's like crazy, you know, when you have something like that, well, you know, surprise, like heart attack or something, but you did a test and had a bad reaction and she's gone. So go ahead.
Well, there's just a kind of a checklist you need to go through. Now, this applies to someone who has recently lost a spouse, but also if you want to make sure that you're not going to leave your spouse holding the bag, you kind of want to it'd be helpful to go through this checklist before your unknown death. Do you know when you're going to die, Gregory? Like the date, hour, any of that? Have you narrowed it down?
I thought about it once for like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, I tried.
Maybe it wasn't that long. I might be exaggerating, but no, I've not really tried to zero in on that. But I can probably give you the age range.
Social Security knows when they think I'm going to die. But,
yeah, but they're off.
And
you're going to be around longer.
I have no clue. I think I'm going to live forever, but then tomorrow I'm going to hear a story about some guy I went to high school with that just got hit on the highway coming home from work.
I have a good bit of data to narrow it down, but I still could be a decade off either way. How about that? Somewhere between age 90 and age 100.
All right.
You're not offering up yours?
They know exactly when I'm going to die. They say I'm going to die at 87.6 years old.
Mm, I'm going to be longer than that.
I think they're undercutting it on me. All right, we'll get to this checklist. First, let's go to the phones. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Let's talk to Clinton in Baton Rouge. You're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Clinton?
Hey, yeah, my question is, my mother and my stepfather have been married for 26, 27 years. They're going to go do their will this year, and they'll have probably, off the top of my head, probably a couple hundred thousand in real estate that's paid for and probably $100,000 in cash. And they want to do the will because they want to leave it to my son, who's only 3 years old. And I was wondering, what's the best way to do that and avoid, you know, as much taxes as possible?
Okay, so they're wanting to leave real estate behind, and what else?
And probably a couple hundred thousand in real estate and probably $100,000 in cash.
Okay. It'd be easy if it was stock because there's a step-up basis, because you will have a step-up basis in real estate. Just to give you an example, let's say that real estate is worth $200,000.
Okay.
When it's passed on, as an example. But they acquired it for $50,000. The step-up basis means that gain of $150,000 goes away. Your son is going to inherit it at its current value at the time that that death happens and it's willed to him. Cash, you know, like savings such as that, you're going to have to pay the untaxed portion that was earned that year. Now, if it was Wells Fargo stock, it's going to pass on at the value of that stock at the time, at the day of death.
So I guess what you're saying is it's better to transfer. If it was stock, it would be better than the cash, is what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah, ultimately, but that's, you know, they're not going to go buy stock just because of that. But you're going to, what taxes are going to be owed on that cash is the interest it earned year of death, because it obviously wasn't paid because they died. So it's not a really bad thing in that way.
But the rest of this is just easy. This could be done with a will, or you think they should go so far as to set up a trust?
Well, I think they at least always should have a will. So you give the judge a guideline of what you're wanting to do. A revocable trust makes it easy. And if you want to bulletproof it, so to speak, irrevocable trust. But some people don't want to give up that control.
Yeah, that's a Tom Benson trust, and they'll lose control of those assets. But that's bulletproof, like you said. Does that help there, Clinton?
Yeah, well, and then one other thing. Now, I mean,
Clinton.
Hold on through the break.
We're just going to have to take a break. We'll get your other question in about 3 minutes if you can hang on. You want to be after Clinton? 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it how many homeowners are in the audience, it's 100%, let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're not using the 401k, and if there is a match, that's like free money. You're doubling it. Each year you add money to that for that year's contributions. You should definitely go get the match. If it's 3 or 4%, put in that much. Now, let's say you're already doing that and you get a raise. You want to make that raise go further? Increase the 401k. And you don't have to do it by that percentage, but you're also doing it pre-tax, which means Uncle Sam's kicking in because he's not getting his tax on that. It's being deferred to later, so you can get more value out of that raise and still have some left to do something else.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Today's episode of Winning at Life is previously recorded.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I'm grooving, grooving. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just got
big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker. If you want to be a part of the show, 504-260-0995. Hello to the handful of people that are joining us on Periscope. Hello, Wayno. Hello, the captain. I'm not sure if he's a real captain or not. Hello, Brian Craig. Hello, Susie. Hello, Harry. Hello, Tiger Bates. Hello, Shimich. That's a new one. Prophet James P. Milne. Hey, they named that street after him over here, Gregory. Dolphin. Etu, Robert, four more people in there. Thanks for hanging out. If you want to find us, oh, he's not a real captain. Thank you. Oh, that's our index buddy. What's up, index? At Gregory Ricks, if you want to find us on Periscope, you can watch as well. Now, when we stepped aside for the break, Clinton from Baton Rouge was calling in, and he had a follow-up question. We were just so rudely interrupted by the commercial breaks. Clinton, are you still with us, and what's that second question?
Follow-up is, currently, I mean, he's only 3 years old, so should they change anything when he turns 18 as far as setting up the will of the trust?
Let's start with what are we thinking this inheritance is going to be worth in the near future? How old are the grandparents?
66 and 65.
Okay, so he's inheriting it in about 20 years when he's 23.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I still think it probably should be done through an irrevocable trust, in my opinion, because if it has those kind of values now, it could be 2 to 3 times more in value. He could be inheriting $1 million, let's say it that way. Hypothetically, we know in their later in life, things may cost more, but let's cut it back half of that. Say he's inheriting $600,000. A 23-year-old, what would happen to you when you were 23? And it might not be a good example because you might be the shining example of how to do it right.
You can use me. I would be dead.
But I know James Parker would be in a bunch of trouble. I might have been in trouble.
You're in my category? Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably.
All right. Now, your son, he may be better than you and me, Clinton, but that's not what we need to plan for. We need to plan for he may not. He may just be another chip like you and me.
He should be able to pull income from it to finish college, buy a house. He should be able to get distributions, but not full access to. He is better wired for dealing with that, and I think he shouldn't get full control until he's like 30. Now, of course, okay. Me at a 23-year-old, give me all my money now. But right. we're not doing it how we want it as a 23-year-old. We want him to survive the wiring stage completion, and then it makes a huge difference in life going forward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's
so controls need to be put in place. Irrevocable trust can do that, or it can go where they may want more control over their money, but it also could go to that at death. Into that irrevocable trust situation to protect the son.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. I listen to all the time, so I appreciate the help.
All right. Hey, well, problem solved. You just have to find the right estate planning attorney, and if you don't have one in mind, we have one in mind for you.
Yeah. We might be a little biased because he's a part of the Total Wealth Authority. Wes Blanchard, go to the website, gregoryricks.com, and if you need some estate planning help, reach out to him. Have a discussion, see if it's a good fit.
Thank you, Clinton. Let's go to Frank in Lu Ling. Frank, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Frank?
Yeah, good evening. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Awesome. How are you?
Doing good. I got a question. I have a business that's currently it's paid off, and I have it closed right now. And I got it up for sale. Well, I had an offer on it, a lease purchase for the business. How would I go about setting that up?
Well, you're going to need legal documents. You should have an attorney involved regarding okay. what is your liability. And also, if they quit paying you, how do you get that business back?
Okay.
Because you're sounding lease purchase, that's owner financing, no matter how you put it. Owner okay, financing. Pretty so if they're going to get behind on payments, I'm taking it back and selling it to somebody else. You okay. need an attorney involved.
Okay. And on my capital gains, would it be better to go that way or just to sell it outright?
Well, you're spreading the profit over time by owner financing or lease purchase, however you put that. You're spreading those gains over time. So ultimately, if you're comfortable with that, that's going to be less painful than selling it lump sum outright. Yeah, you'll have a bigger tax hit in the lump sum purchase.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a buyer already? Maybe we should get a convenience store in Lu Ling. Are we interested in that, Gregory? I mean, I know we're kind of occupied with the financial advice and the radio shows. And
I always have my, you know, when you talk, you know, we have the preppers and doomsday people that listen to us and come in and talk to us. But I also thought, if it's all going to go to heck, I need some fuel. What better way to have access to it than through your convenience store?
Well, through Frank's convenience store.
Thank you. Frank's convenience store.
Thank you for your call, Frank. All right. Let's go even further south. Let's go to David in Houma this time. David, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you want to be after David, 504-260-0995. Go ahead, David.
Hey, evening, James Gregory. I was listening on the radio down here on 99.5 in Houma.
Awesome.
Thank you. My father just passed and left me a little over $100,000 in a Deutsche Bank mutual fund. I was listed as a joint tenant, and it was an easy paperwork process to have everything switched to my social. Now, is that going to count as income, or is there some other liability I'll be facing?
You should be receiving that as a step-up basis, but you were named on the account?
Yes.
As a part owner?
Right.
And it's joint tenant, which it's interesting titling on that. You're going to need to talk to a CPA for sure. Gosh, you should have a step-up basis. How come you were joint titled on the account?
He did it. All total, the account was close to $500,000. And then he split it up between my two brothers, myself, and my mother. Each had, like, different sub-accounts. And so it was his name, my name, his name, my brother's name, his name, my brother's name, his name, my mom's name, split up four different ways, or four different sub-accounts on this mutual fund. And, you know, they're, small growth S fund. Okay. And, you know, we're each listed as his name primary under his social for taxes and as a joint tenant with the other names.
Okay, so you weren't listed as a taxpayer on the account.
No, my it was all under my father's Social Security number.
Well, then that probably steers it towards the step-up basis where you won't have any tax liability.
Okay.
But you need to get expert advice. This isn't where you go do the little software download for $39.95. You're gonna. I would rather pay a few hundred dollars and get really good advice in regard to this. So I'm assuming it's a non-qualified account based on how you explained it. It's not an IRA or anything.
No, it's non-qualified.
Okay, but being that tax titling was just on him, but once again, second opinion with the person that is going to handle the taxes for this to make sure it's done right. You don't want that ladder 2 years from now with a bill at the bottom of it.
David, was this just recent? You sound like you have a hard time talking about it.
Oh, I was actually just walking upstairs and stuff like that, but it was recent. It was May 20th.
All right. Well, this is one of the things you shouldn't have to worry about right now. Hope you get some help with that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Not stuff I look forward to, but.
No, this, you know, you get these inheritance, and that's why I kind of look at it as special money, inherited money. Yeah, all money's special because we need to protect it, grow it. Everybody wants to grow it. But there's always emotion attached to that inheritance. And I kind of call it that special money to make sure they're doing we all as a team, because this is a team. If we were working with David and my firm, that's a team. David's still in charge, but he's hired us to be a part of his team to work at that. We're going to kind of look at it as special money is how we're going to start and roll with it that way. He gives us other instructions with it. But here's the thing I always look at it is we want to do right by those that spent their life working hard and accumulating that money, doing the right things by it, and leaving it to us. So I always kind of think, make sure we do right by them. That's how I look at it, and I convey that. And ultimately, David and others, what they choose, we're going to follow that guideline, but they understand how we look at it.
All right, what's your thoughts on that verbiage he used? Here we have an account where he said it was a joint tenant. But that verbiage comes up on this show in a spousal situation, right?
But it's a co-owner situation, but it was based on his tax number. And that's why I would rather him get proper tax counsel that has to sign off on the tax return, not some software package, but get some counsel and pay for it and make sure you're doing the right thing.
All right. Now where do we use that term? In Louisiana, we're a community property state. In Mississippi, they're joint
tenants. But he's not a spouse. So that's why you had that tenant in common.
That's where I got lost.
Yeah.
All right.
Because he's not a spouse.
If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'll do it again slow. 504-260-0995. We'll do the widow's checklist and the numbers next. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
For a lot of children, the key to success in school is having the right supplies. And Access Health Louisiana is holding several Supplies for Success events around the area this summer. There will be free backpacks filled with school supplies and entertainment and games for the kids. Supply giveaways will be held this summer in Norco, Hammond, Bogalusa, and Kenner. Go to accesshealthla.org for more information. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, you want to reduce your tax bill? Contribute more to the 401k. Few businesses that we're working with. One of them is an attorney where they've been doing SEP contributions, but this year we're setting up a solo 401k so they can shift even more money that's pre-tax to it. And there's another business that's having big changes, and we're helping them set up a solo 401k, just husband and wife type businesses, whether it's the legal firm or this farming firm. And it just all of a sudden starts shifting liabilities. So when they're in a 30, 40, 43% tax bracket? That makes a big difference on your AGI.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
One of the things you might want to consider doing is a financial stress test on your portfolio. A financial stress test would give you where you're headed on your financial path.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Donald Trump Jr. defends his decision to meet with what he thought was a Russian government official claiming to have dirt on Hillary Clinton, telling Fox's Sean Hannity.
Honestly, my takeaway when all of this was going on is that someone has information on our opponent. You know, things are going a million miles an hour. You know what it's like to be on a campaign. We just won Indiana, but we're talking about a contested convention. Things are going a million miles an hour again. And, hey, wait a minute. I've heard about all these things, but maybe this is something. I should hear him out.
Wanting to hear from the president's eldest son, Congressman Adam Schiff, ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
We'll certainly want him to come in. We'll want everyone connected with this meeting to come in. We'll want any documents that they may have.
The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, also attended that meeting. So did Paul Manafort, former Trump campaign manager. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
Saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. This is live financial talk radio. If you'd like to get involved in the show right now, I'm going to give you the phone number. We'll give you a moment to get ready. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. 504-260-0995. On the back half of this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about annuities. I touched on it last night. I think it's a really important topic because it's so misunderstood. Just like any other financial tool or area, and on anything, do we really ever spend enough time? But we do have a special event coming up this week. We're like 48 hours away, maybe 46 hours away from the event. It's the Women Winning at Life event. Almost could call it extravaganza, but you know, it is a great event. We only have it a few times a year. It is ladies only. Chance to attend. It's 50 once again, to attend, we need to RSVP. The Total Wealth Authority is going to be there. The phone number is 504-832-9200. That's the office to RSVP. It's $10. Bring a friend. It'll be $10 for them, but I'm going to match it. I'm going to throw in $10 for your every $10, and we're going to donate it to a charity. We're going to talk about what you need to win financially, how to avoid the gaps. Ladies, you're inheriting all the money. You outlive the men. The 80% of the centenarian population is you, ladies. Attend the event. Could change your life. Go to GregoryRicks.com or call the office 504-832-9200. I'm going to speak. It's going to start about 6:30. Total Wealth Authority is going to be present. They're going to speak to you a few minutes, and we're going to be at Ruth's Chris, my favorite restaurant in Metairie, right there on Vets. But you have to call the office to RSVP, 504-832-9200, or go to GregoryRicks.com. And once again, if you want to participate in the show, because this is live Financial Talk Radio, 7 o'clock every night, Saturdays from 10 to 1, 504-260-0995. Clint from Lockport, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You there?
You're welcome. I'm there.
Okay, I have a question. I'm a disabled person, and I'm just curious about later on in life when my parents get older, how would that affect like disability as far as an inheritance or something like that, like a cash inheritance, or would it be like a physical inheritance, like their home and stuff like that? Like, how would that affect my disability? I'm sure I need to claim it, but I'm just curious to get information if there's something that we could do. Because, like I told my dad, I don't want cash if it's going to be taken from me. I'd rather my mom and my sisters and stuff have that, you know, if something would ever happen.
What's your age, Clint?
My age, I'm 37.
37?
Yeah.
I'm on
what? Social Security disability. I had an injury. I used to work offshore as a captain, and I got injured, and I have a back and hip problems. And okay. I've had a surgery, and I might have to have another surgery. I'm not sure, but
Did you receive a work settlement?
Yes, sir.
What'd you do with that?
I bought a home.
Okay. So it's kind of spent, though.
Yeah. I did put half of it in a pension.
Okay. So you were
trying to get a little bit
of
money
check
every month. Yeah. Mostly, like they told me, it was all tax free.
Okay.
Whenever I settled the lawsuit.
So mom and dad do have some money.
A little, not a lot, but, okay. And dad's 401k is probably about 150 grand and their house is probably worth 150 or so grand. So I'm just, you know, I'm not sure if dad plans on using it. I kind of hope he does. Cause I told him I would rather them have it than for it to be taken from me because I'm disabled. I'm not sure how that would work out.
What are their ages?
Dad's 63 and mom's 65. So I do have time.
Oh, you have plenty of time. They're going to be around quite a while.
Yeah.
They may or may not have money. That home may pass on to their kids, which you're part of that. It might be sold and given out. But then they could end up getting a reverse mortgage that eats up most of the equity. That amount you set in the 401k, unless they've got some big pensions, they're eventually probably, the reality is they're going to rely on this money. Their retirement timeline is 20 to 30 years, and she's probably outliving your dad. Here's the thing. If that is a concern, what you need, they need to set up as a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee of it and delve it out to you as needed, so you're not showing up with a pile of cash, so to speak. That's kind of the fix right there, if that's a concern, that you're going to come into money and it's going to affect you, because it can. If you own up to the government, it can affect you if you were to get a third of that value or something. Sorry?
I want to make sure I do things right. I don't want to do anything
wrong
when that time would come, you know?
Yeah. And that's why they would need to look into doing a trust, that your part would go into a trust and wouldn't go directly to ownership of you. That's how to do it correctly.
Okay. All right,
if
well,
there
thank
is
you
indeed.
Very much.
Thank you, Clint, for the call. Best of luck to you. Great, great question. Let's see. Anybody participated in Amazon Prime, the 30-hour discount? I haven't. I know Varney on Fox Business, he's like all over it again this morning. Number of people. Oh, yeah, got me a deal. And guess what? Their stock's going down while doing this as well. Why? Why is their stock going? Oh, they're doing all this business. Yeah, but they're not making any money on it. They're gaining, they're working on gaining market share, getting more Prime members, which means future business. But look at the marketing, how they're all talked about. They're talked about on our show as well. Last night, I kind of ended up with one of my points here. Oh, we got another caller, a disability question as well. Look, if you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, live Financial Talk Radio, we can help you probably most of the time. 504-260-0995. LJ from Houma, welcome to Winning at Life.
Yes, sir. Thanks for accepting my call. I was telling the lady, I've received a settlement, and first of all, I mean, well, let me just go with that. I've received a settlement, and we paid off all of our bills, and we gave some of the money away, not much, but some, and we purchased $50,000 in gold. And we was wondering what you think that we could possibly do. We're kind of scared of the market because of it being so. Well, let me just tell you this. We feel like we are preppers, right? We are waiting for the end of times, you understand? So we kind of worried about the dollar itself in general, you know, that it may fail and where we're going to be then. You know, that's why we purchased the gold, and we also purchased silver. So we was kind of wondering what you would suggest that we could do with the rest of the money. And I'm saying we have like approximately $350,000 that it's just sitting in the bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's where it should be. First off, don't buy any more gold or silver.
Too much, you think?
Yeah, we're gonna go to a break, but I want you to hold on. Do you mind holding on for a few minutes?
No, sir, I don't mind.
Because this is an important topic, because you're not the only one that will have an accident and come into money, and others need to hear this, but you need some guidance too. And going to the, how long ago did you buy the gold?
About 2 months ago.
Okay, hold on through the break. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Winning at Life. This is The Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks, and you're listening to us on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a
financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How does divorce affect your Social Security payments?
It's a traditional IRA. My mother died and she named my brother and I as beneficiaries.
Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA now that I'm retired?
I was just wondering if we should pay our mortgage off.
And I really enjoy y'all's program. It's very informative.
You made some money for me today.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
For taxpayers that get these phone calls, it's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What age do I apply for Social Security?
If you love your spouse, you'll wait. Most cases where if we have reasonable assets and can make a plan, have a little bit of time to work, 66. Just like somebody else that was in, their objective is to turn it on at age 66. So we talked about how to be in, he's retiring a year earlier than expected. It's fine. We're going to fix it with income from assets, and then boom, Social Security turns on. And then a year after that, hers turns on. But we're talking about FRA, full retirement age, age 66.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It's the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks, live financial talk radio. If you have a financial situation, the phone number is 504-260-0995. LJ from Houma. We're going to go back to him. He had a disability accident settlement. He's already brought us up to speed about $50,000 in gold and silver, has a few hundred thousand more to put somewhere else. You describe yourself as a prepper, worried about the dollar going down. Who has you worried about the dollar? Where did you pick this up at?
Well, I mean, we're definitely in. We like Glenn Beck. We listen to different people that believe the same thing that we do. I mean, as far as, you know, our president that we had and the one that we have now. So we just concerned with it. And
okay.
I don't know that it's going to happen in my lifetime, but I believe it's definitely going to happen.
Okay, here's the thing about gold and silver. And look, if you bought it 2 months ago, you're already down about 5% in it, and it's just getting lower lows, lower highs. I look at buying gold just like anything else, like whether it's IBM, Tesla, Netflix. If it's on an upward momentum, can make us money, I want in. If it's going to take my value away, I won't out of it. And we've got technicals that kind of show us when is a more favorable time to buy it. And 2 months ago, last month, today, tomorrow's not a good time to go buying it.
Yeah.
With that said, you have it. But from a prepping standpoint, nobody's ever shown me, and there's a lot of TV shows and stuff that go on that talk about the doom and gloom and all, and where in the end times does somebody use gold to barter? It's just a useless soft metal at that time because your Yoo-Hoo, Twinkies, Spam, water. Water is the most valuable thing. Next, it'll be your guns and bullets from a prepper standpoint. Now, is gold probably going to have a run-up if we know it's all going to hell? Yeah. And then when hell breaks out, it's worthless. So you got to buy it at the right time, sell it, and buy the stuff that's important at that time. And I don't know if we're going to have that because here's some of the problems I see that could doom us. And then we're going to get back into reality of today. Could be the electrical grid going down.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate thing, whether it's the sun or somebody exploding a nuke up in the
atmosphere yeah.
above the country.
Yes, sir.
The other thing is geosynchronous orbit of satellites that we control up there. And that's why we have this dark ops of the military that run their own space program that people have no idea how big of operation we have going in space to protect that territory. And then, gosh, then it's the black swan, the thing we don't know about. And I can't tell you the probability of them, those things happening, but the ones I mentioned to you are probably a surprise. It's not what we see coming. Okay. Now, with the dollar, we're the strongest country on the planet. Everybody still wants to do business with us. The dollar has been getting stronger over the past couple of years. It's not about to go away. You've got to get back into an 08 type of event for this gold to take off somewhere. So in the reality of today, what is your age, LJ?
I'm 57, and my 57. Wife is 56.
Okay, so what type of income are you receiving now?
We both together receive about $7,000 a month.
Okay. And this is from disability benefits?
Yes, sir.
So the 300 plus thousand you have left in addition
well,
to the
actually,
gold?
Actually, we have more. We have some, I have an IRA, and my wife has a plan also. And as far as that goes, we have in different accounts approximately $100,000.
Okay.
Maybe
besides
a little
350,
more.
Besides the three.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So now you've got about 450. But you're not needing income from those assets at this time, I assume, based upon your monthly income.
We don't have any bills.
Right.
That's why
and you're
I'm
receiving,
calling.
And you're receiving $7,000 a month.
Yes, sir.
Here's what you need to prep for is the next 40 years of your life.
Okay.
We're all, look, I look at the dark side. I'm not like saying you're dumb or anything for it. I worry about those problems I brought up. I worry about your money. I worry about it going away, but I also worry about you doing the right thing to make sure you have money down the road. Your pensions are unlikely to go up. So what's the difference maker? That $450,000, considering the gold, that $500,000, you want it to grow over time. You don't want to risk it. Yes, the market worries you, and there's protections that you can take. You don't have to put all the money to the market, and what you put in the market, we like stop losses, meaning, you know, like if we buy a position, we put a 4% stop loss, meaning if it's going down, we have very little tolerance for negative numbers. The whole purpose is to make money for it to go up, and if it doesn't go the right way, we don't tolerate it. But once again, all of your $500,000 should not be correlated to the market. There are safe tools you can use into the mix as well. And you're going to need more income probably down the road. Why? We're probably going to have hyperinflation at some point. We've got $20 trillion in government debt. That might be the bigger problem than the grid or some nuke or geosynchronous orbit. It could be the debt causing everything to go crazy. And you may need to be prepared for that. So what we have to prepare you for is the next 40 years that you don't run out of monthly checks Or once again, if you need more income because of hyperinflation, you're going to be able to take income from that. And you'll be darn sure in position also if something bad, cataclysmic did happen, you're not going to be caught short. Because why? You're one of the dudes with money that can run out there and get what he needs. We're going to make sure of that. What you probably should do before going anywhere else, let somebody do something crazy with your money. You need to be careful with this special money.
Yeah.
You know, it's injury settlement money. You paid a price for it. So we need to have a conversation. You need to take a look at our guided planning system, our proprietary system for helping you mathematically financial plan and know where you're going to be 5, 10, 15 years out, that you do the right things that fits your philosophy, being that you're cautious, you're worried about the future of things going bad, and you're worried about, hey, I may need this money later too. And that's one reason that we should at least do a phone call or set up a time for you to come into town to the office. We can do the, you know, meeting on computers, or we can do initial phone call and, you know, have plenty of time set aside. And then if you want to come into the office, you can do that as well. Nobody's going to try to get you to do anything. I'm not going to try to talk you out of your gold or talk you into anything else. Just make sure this works for you. And we're doing this for the benefit of everybody. Pretty laid back here to make sure everything's right.
Yeah. Okay.
LJ, the office number is 504-832-9200. And if you didn't write it down or forget it, you know the website. It's gregoryricks.com. All that information's there. I'm going to let the office know that you're going to be calling for me, and they'll coordinate a visit for you to come in or do the phone call, whatever you're comfortable with. Thanks for the call, LJ. Look forward to talking to you soon. Very interesting. You know, we get this a lot of the time, and he's not abnormal, but look, we don't run gold commercials here. I don't want the money from that because I think it's misleading. Glenn Beck, I like Glenn Beck. He's a little on edge. He's kind of the doom and gloom guy. And you think he's just airing gold commercials because he loves gold? A gold salesman's paying him for those to be on there. Just remember that. You know, when the best time is to buy gold, so says the gold salesman, every day. And every day is not a good day to buy gold. Every day is not a good day to buy Netflix. Every day is not a good day to buy Microsoft. You know, we work really hard to try to figure out when's the best time. We could like be loving gold, but that don't mean we would go out and buy it tomorrow. What we need is higher highs, higher lows. We need momentum, and we need to buy it at the right price. Gosh, out of time. I've got so much more to share with you. We can get back on this topic tomorrow, and somehow we're going to get into these financial tools that you can grow with no risk and not correlate to the market, but yeah, you can make some money. This has been Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks. You've been listening to us on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Your new home for Walton and Johnson. News Talk 99.5 WRNO FM, New Orleans, and iHeart Radio Station.